Welcome to another Word for the Day with Ray. Today's lesson is the Mariners and Jonah, taken from Jonah chapter 1, verse 5. God Almighty gave Jonah the prophet a commission to go to Nineveh and cry against it because their wickedness had come up before the Lord. However, rather than obey the Lord, Jonah decided to catch a ship going to Joppa, which was a great distance from Nineveh. As the ship sailed, the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. And in chapter 1, in verse 5 of this prophecy, we discover the response of the mariners and Jonah to this storm, where we read, "Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea, lighting it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep." The verse begins, "Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them." The writer began with the words, "Then the mariners," which refers to the sailors and the seamen which were on the ship. They were afraid or in awe, fear, reverence, honor, and respect. And they cried, which means they called, summoned, proclaimed, and even shrieked. Every man or every male and person that was on the ship cried unto his God, which refers to rulers or judges or divine ones and angels, and cast forth or hurled, throw and carried and hurled the wares, which means the articles, the vessels, the implements, the utensils, and the objects that were in the ship, which means in the merchant ship, into the sea, or into the great basin of water wherein the ship sailed, to lighten it or to make swift, of little account, trifling, insignificant, and lightly esteemed of them, which refers to the items on the ship. The seamen of the merchant ship were terrified and shrieked unto their gods and threw the contents of the ship overboard in order to make the ship lighter. The verse goes on to say, "But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep." The writer added the word "but," which is a disassociation conjunction that means what is about to be written takes precedence over what was just stated. Jonah, which means dove, was gone down or descended, declined, marched, and sunk down into the sides, which means the flank, extreme parts, and recesses of the ship, which refers to this mariner ship that Jonah boarded. And he lay or lie down, rested and stayed and was fast asleep, which means he was in a heavy, fast, deep sleep, like being stunned or stupefied. Instead of being concerned or aware of the storm that surrounded the ship, Jonah went down into it and fell fast into a deep sleep. When we think through these words, we might be amazed at Jonah's indifference and non-concern about the conditions surrounding him. There is a state of mind that goes against the ways of God to the degree that a person is oblivious to God's storm or trial. Jesus Christ never forces anyone to have a relationship with himself. However, he may allow conditions to become a storm or a trial in their lives. The question is whether or not they will observe the storm, like these mariners, or they'll fall fast asleep like Jonah. If there are storms in our lives, let us throw off any wares that will lighten our ships, and let us never be asleep to God's direction in our lives. Next time, we see what the shipmaster does to Jonah. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. Look for the daily devotional book, Equipped for Battle, From Generation to Generation, or the marriage book, So You Want to Be Married, 1 Year Sermon on the Mount, or the new poetry books, Random Mushrooms, Volume 1 and 2, and also the new novel, Elizabeth County. They're all in major bookstore sites, and they're also found locally at www.mrzlc.com/bookstore. May the Lord bless you as you continue to study in His Word, and may His peace and rest and grace shine upon you. In Jesus' name.